Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A lot of incredibly important news coming up in this hour. Philly is requiring bloggers to pay $300 for a business license, saying free speech is a privilege. You cannot make this up. Also, I want to get into toxic legacy of U.S. assault on Fallujah. There's a fourfold increase in cancer and a 12-fold increase in childhood cancers in that city alone. We're seeing a doubling and a tripling, depending on the study, in cancers in the troops, U.S. troops and contractors, because they use this DU all over the country. Also, a key article written by Matt Ryan up at Infowars.com. Amazing video. I'm going to play this later in the hour. Black construction worker chased away from Ground Zero by crazed mob. It's hot in New York. The guy's wearing a cap to stop sweat. He's got an American flag around his necklace. He tells him, I'm not a Muslim. But even if he was, why should they be chasing him, screaming at him and running after him? That is all coming up. Also, Obama gains foreign support against the Second Amendment. More on what's happening in Mexico. But right now, I want to go to your phone calls, as promised, and appreciate you holding. But I'm not only going to cover this report about Obama gains foreign support against Second Amendment. There's another report on Infowars.com about 100,000 American-made rifles that are not allowed to be sold in the United States. So we're going to talk about that report as well. The headline is 100,000 American-made rifles not allowed to be sold in the United States. One of the tiles up on Infowars.com. Dan in Wisconsin. Dan, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I'm an Army veteran. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to your show for about 3 months now. Just woke up to pretty much everything that's going on. Actually, when I was in the Army about 20 years ago, I read the book NDCC, and Derek called it Conspiracy, and that kind of woke me up, but I fell asleep for a long time, became a neocon pretty much.
Well, that's why it's important to reach out to people. Seeds get planted that don't sprout sometimes for decades. And now those millions of seeds that patriots have planted, they're now starting to sprout. So you've got to plant more seeds, and it may take years, but others will then sprout.
Yeah, and I've been talking to guys, too, in my area that have heard of you. But they're just kind of still just kind of waiting for whatever. I don't know what they're waiting for, but I'm trying to, I purchased a couple of your Obama Deception and Rise of the Republic, and I've been trying to show that to as many people as I can. And, but I've got a question for you regarding the Cybersecurity Act, protecting cybersecurity as a national asset. I've been communicating with one of my senators here in Wisconsin, Herb Kohl, regarding this issue. And basically, the last email I sent him, I asked him some, I thought they were pretty legitimate questions. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. But I thought they were legitimate questions, define a cyber attack, mentioning Rockefeller as one of the proponents, major proponents of the New World Order. Yeah, yeah. And basically, all I get back from the senator is basically what they've already done. All the house.
Well, even mainstream media admits it gives the government a kill switch and starts taking over the internet.
Right, right. So, what do you guys? I guess I don't like to say alternative media. I like to say true media. You guys in the true media, mostly on the internet, I guess is. Is there a plan B for when they... I don't want to sound like a defeatist.
Well, we've got to fight for this internet, the free internet, and use it while we've got it. But there will be plan Bs. There'll be alternate systems that are developed. But let's not give them the field. Let's fight. And if we expose their admitted plan, there's no way they'll get done. In fact, we'll talk about that when we come back. Then more of your calls. Some other key info. They're trying to enlist all high schoolers in ROTC.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We had a caller, and he just joined us in the last segment, who was saying, how do we stop the cybersecurity takeover? Well, I made a Google video over the weekend that we need to go mega viral. Google's plans to take over the Internet exposed, and it shows how Google is the main vehicle of Internet 2, in their own words, to take over the web, surveil the web, track everything we're doing, and gatekeep. So that it's key to get that video out if you're talking about solutions. But also, there is a report out of the Examiner, Philly requiring bloggers to pay $300 for a business license. And they say for the privilege, it's not a privilege to travel. They tell you it is. It's not a privilege to own a gun. Now they tell you it is. We've been brainwashed about this. And I tell you, the good news is last night after the Sunday show, I took the guys from the Sunday crew to dinner. We were downtown and I walk outside about to leave. And two police officers are there on their bikes, and this happened the last time I was downtown about a month ago. They came over and were both listeners and supporters. This fellow comes over and he goes, listen, I'm an oath keeper, and I've been listening to your show for years, and a lot of us are waking up, and my partner's awake, and they were genuine and shook my hand and said, you know, we're ready to do whatever it takes, you know, to fight this new world order, and we know how real all this is. And they went on to talk about how the system is collapsing things by design and also making the public immoral so that the state comes in with more control and the public will actually beg for it. They understood everything. So, I mean, now every time I talk to Austin cops, every time they're listeners, every time they're aware of what's going on. So it's very positive. And that's why the media shows police in Denver beating a guy up, walking his dog for no reason. And it's wrong they're doing that. And then they don't ever prosecute them to put out the image that it's okay for bad cops to act like that. And then they promote the bad cops. But they want you to know about it so you start hating police. So they then implode into their own gang mentality of us against them. But that was very positive. But look at this story. Philly requiring bloggers to pay $300 for a business license. It looks like cash-hungry local governments are getting awfully rapacious these days. Between her blog and infrequent contributions to ehow.com over the last few years, she has made about $50. To Marilyn Bess, her website is a hobby. To the city of Philadelphia, it's a potential moneymaker, and the city wants its cut. What an incredible precedent for cities to start demanding money for you to be able to have a blog. And this is how they want to do it. They want to come in with taxes, regulations. That's how they're going to kill the Internet as we know it. In May, the city sent Besh a letter demanding that she pay $300, the price of a business privilege license. See, her First Amendment, they're now saying, is a privilege. In May, the city sent Besh a letter demanding that she pay $300, the price of a business privilege license. The real kick in the pants is I don't even have a full-time job, so the city to tell me to pony up $300 for a business privilege, it's a privilege. They love using that. No, it's not a privilege. Pay wage tax, business privilege tax, net profits tax, and a handful of money is outrageous. See, they'll send out IRS over 4 cents at a car wash, or they'll send state people out to seize your bank account over 25 cents, but they're not going to go after Goldman Sachs and others that have stolen $23.7 trillion. It's now $28 trillion plus. All the regulators are to target you, and they can use zoning and business taxes to destroy whatever they want. And if you think this is bad, you ain't seen nothing yet with the carbon tax. I got a bunch of other news, but I said I'd go to your calls, and I want to hear from you. But that listener brought that up. They want to kill freedom by 1,000 cuts. We're going to beat them, and there's millions of us, with 1 million cuts right back to them. If you have this image that you got to have this big tectonic final battle with tyranny, that's not how it works. It's a philosophy of resistance, a philosophy of strength, a philosophy of will, a philosophy of the truth. Our truth is more powerful than their lies. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Virgil in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for all the work you've been doing. Woke up a lot of people. I had a question. Back in, I want to say March, maybe April, you said something about doing a show on where we, the public, listening public, draw our lines in the sand. Have you done that yet?
Well, we've had guests on and taken calls about it. Where do you draw your line in the sand? But no, we should do that. In fact, tomorrow, for at least an hour or two of the broadcast, we'll ask that question, what's your line in the sand? On the Sunday show, I said, what's the biggest government lie? And how many lies will we put up with until we realize this is a criminal, bankrupt group run by a bunch of scum, you know, at the highest levels? They're trying to corrupt the lower levels to have full tyranny. But, I mean, you're live now. What's your line in the sand?
Oh, Second Amendment, man. They come for my gun. That's self-defense right there.
Well, they're trying to pass all sorts of taxation regulations as, oh, you didn't pay all the taxes or you didn't refile your form every year in Illinois. We're sending a SWAT team. They always create little legalese excuses for their infringements of our liberty.
Well, they can come and take it if they want. They think they can try.
So you're ready to die. I mean, that's a commendable attitude to have. And if we all had that attitude, we'd have total liberty. And that's the big ace in the hole we have against tyranny is that we are armed. This is not the Soviet Union where the people were already serfs under the Tsar. This is not communist China where they were already serfs before Mao Zedong. This is the United States, and we may be fat, dumb, and happy, but we're starting to wake up.
Amen, sir. You have a nice day.
All right, good to hear from you, Virgil. Will in Ohio. Will, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I was reading this morning. I'm from one of the Yahoo groups that I belong to. And they've got the UN wants a bill, I guess it's to take all the parental authority away, to give the kids all the right you can't influence their religion or anything.
Yeah, and then they tell the kids at school, do they make you go to church? And the nine-year-old goes, yeah, I don't like it. And then CPS comes and takes them. That's already being done for decades in the U.S. And so the schools are already saying, tattle on mommy if she isn't using the right light bulbs. Tell mommy not to take hot baths. And Prince Charles is traveling around telling the kid, and Al Gore 2 years ago told kids, you tell your parents what to do. Well, now it's going to be, my child wants to have sex at 10, and I don't want to let them. And so the school taught them how to do it, and so CPS is going to take them. Or my child, the school, told them that they could convert to some other religion, and I don't want them to be that or an atheist or whatever. And so they come and take it. Or your child, you don't want them taught all of this. They are turning your children against you.
That's right, Alex. Well, the only way we can win this is by unity. We have to come together. When we had those power searches and stuff, they had to acknowledge our voices.
We are the majority. Okay, all the polls show that. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We know the truth. The system is scared. And that's why they're trying to co-opt things with Glenn Beck and others. But it's not going to work. Just continue to get the word out, Will.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
God bless you, Will. Thank you. Don't thank me. Listen, again, we're all in this together, folks. I want to thank you. Let's talk to Ron in Texas. Ron, you're on the air.
Alex, pleasure to speak to you. I am a newly awakened patriot. Thank you and several others out there in my own investigations. I'm ticked off, to be honest with you. Where, like the last caller just says, we're only going to survive there. You've been doing a great job on... I've listened to you for about 6 months now. I've listened to other people like you, Mr. Newman, etc. But are we just going to continue talking about it? I mean, you can get all the information out there to everybody, and I know you don't want an armed revolution in this country. God forbid that ever happens. But at the same time, we're on the brink of a third world war that could possibly wipe us all out. And if we're going to put people in the local governments that's going to stop this tyranny, if we're going to put people into the county governments, et cetera, that's going to take years. We don't have years. What are we supposed to do?
Well, again, a very important question, and let me try to be as simple as possible. We always spend our time and energy, upwards of 60% turnouts, and more money spent than all the states combined, on these presidential elections, and we have on average about an 8.2 turnout at the county and city level. And the feds and the globalists and the offshore corporations, they're spending most of their money actually now in lobbying. They've shifted it to the states to block us, and they're demonizing the states' rights movement. It could only take 3 or 4 years or the next 2 election cycles to really checkmate the globalists at the state level. So we fight on all fronts. But when you talk about, we don't have time, what do? They had the lowest level of flu last year, flu deaths, because we had the lowest level of inoculations. It's the inoculations, all the studies show, that are actually killing people and making most of them sick. Hardly anybody took the H1N1 shot. It's come out now that it's a hoax. We've got to expose it again this year. They're just brazenly coming out saying you got to take H1N1 again. We're going to combine it with a regular flu shot. They're going to hype the fear again. We've got to expose the tenfold increase in seizures, brain damage, give people the mainstream news articles, the British Medical Journal, the EU Commission's admissions, how the big pharma's paying off the politicians. We're not going to beat this overnight, but when we actually got involved and people put up flyers all over the world exposing the deadly flu shots, we kicked their butt in this battle. And if we just keep battling and realize that it's an incremental fight, we're going to climb this hill, take the machine gun nest, and defeat the enemy. We've already gone over the whole major mountain range. We're up to the big final mountain. The enemy's got its guns up at the top shooting at us, and it's going to be hell going up that mountain, but we don't have a magic helicopter to take us up to the top. We've got to fix things by fixing ourselves, by not being decadent, by not being evil, by not being corrupt, by dedicating time and energy, not looking for silver bullets, but simply putting one foot in front of the other. And it's that process that's going to fix this. They're trying to push an Iran strike. People are exposing it. They may not get away with it. All the polls are against the wars, so they've had to lie and claim the war's over. We've got to point out that's a lie now. They're always going to come back, but we're gaining ground now. The establishment is losing ground. And so every time the people get motivated and take action, we have victory. The system stonewalls like we have no power, but more and more we see them finally collapse right at the moment that they look like they're invincible. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z, Doug Casey, David McElhane, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Okay, I got a big news blitz coming up, and I want to continue with your calls. Ron, we have to fight on all fronts, but the big blind spot of the globalists that the Founding Fathers built into the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, is states' rights, and that's why they're demonizing it. And so we are in trouble. We're in trouble because we let these criminals take over. But everybody's always looking for a silver bullet. I mean, if you've got one, you're welcome to tell me what it is. If people get violent, that's the excuse that they've been hoping for to really try to clamp down. And we might end up winning that way, but it's going to be very dangerous, very disastrous. And generally in history, violent revolutions end up with something even worse than what you were fighting against. Go ahead.
Well, you know what, just two quick questions, and I'll get off and let you answer them. First of all, case in point, Mr. Barry Treason Sitara, we know he's illegal. Why is he still there? Isn't there something that we can do? Like you see in movies all the time where they sit there and they take a person out of power because of whatever the case is, when they take over a submarine, for example. Hey, you know, you need to step down. You're not doing it right. What can we do about that? Why is he still in there? Second question, Alex. It's been a pleasure to speak with you. I just rolled through Austin. I do twice a week from Laredo to Michigan twice a week. You got a building right off the highway. It looks like it's got crystal palaces growing up out of the top of it. What is that?
You're talking about the big Frost Owl building.
I guess. It looks like something out of Superman and his crystal palace up at the top. Very beautiful building. But
no, that's the big Owl building. I appreciate your call. Look, Obama is a puppet who's meant to be politically destroyed, just like George W. Bush was, and then they will remove the puppet and give us a new puppet. And that goes back to, why do we obsess over presidents? It's our Congress that's given up control over trade, given up control over the monetary system to private banks. We have to even get our government back. This government we have is out of control. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Tim in Virginia. Tim, you're on the air.
Greetings, Alex. I must commend you for your efforts.
Well, thank you, sir. I commend you for your efforts. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm like most Americans. We're not happy with the economy. We're not happy the way things got rammed through. And, you know, Iran. What is going to be our priorities? What are states going to do to create jobs by furnishing economic incentives for, like, automotive companies to come to their state? Like a 30-year tax.
Well, they used their globalist. They used the automaker bailout to move them to Brazil and China and Eastern Europe. So we have to, again, get rid of the traitors. They want to destroy the middle class. They want to deindustrialize. They're doing this by design. So, again, we have to remove the criminals or we have no future. It's that simple. And any solution they give us is always a lie. It's only about giving them more power. They've already committed so many crimes, so much looting, they're not going to stop.
Well, Alex, I can only see that if the federal governments start taxing these American corporations that are doing business outside of the U.S. with a 50% tax rate, they're going to have to decide, is it worth it? And that's the bottom line. But the bottom line is this, Alex. Our economy is a service economy, which basically means we're a prostitute economy. Our industrial manufacturing base is gone.
Yeah, we're a client to China, which is the globalist model, absolutely.
And the problem is that when you talk about Iran and all that masturbation rhetoric about the saber rattling, the bottom line is the U.S. can do the shock and awe, but when it comes to anything long-sustaining, our manufacturing base is not there. And if Israel's going to attack Iran, it's going to be using all 200 of their small tactical nuclear weapons.
Well, they have some weapons that aren't tactical. They have larger nukes, but I appreciate your call. Because we all, here's the problem. We keep looking at this as Americans. We keep looking at this as if our government cares about us. Our government is an offshore corporate group that uses our tax money, our wealth, everything to enrich themselves. And if they're offshore globalists, of course they're going to have laws passed with tax incentives for them to move offshore. They're dealing in short-term profits. But in the wider scheme, it's short-term profits that empower them to be the only financial group left standing at the end of this situation. And that's not my opinion. Everything we talked about 13, 14, 15 years ago has now happened. Not because I'm a psychic, not because I'm a gypsy with a traveling roadshow here or reading tarot cards. It's a globalist blueprint. When I get up here and tell you they're putting sterilants in vaccines, I have the Rockefeller Foundation documents linked to them on the website. When I tell you the government knows that sodium fluoride brain damages you, reduces IQ, causes cancer, they had studies in the 20s on that. They know what they're doing. They're pure evil. Nothing's going to get better till we remove these crooks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more, all perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
This radio broadcast is funded by you. Spreading the word about the broadcast, that's the main mission. Reaching new people, shattering the left-right paradigm. People who are in the controlled left or controlled right, once they really hear the truth historically, once they see the globalist own statements, once they see the information covered in my films, in my books, they awaken. The power of the Obama deception being seen now more than 30 million times in the last year and a half, shattering the left-right paradigm is everywhere. The power of Fall the Republic being seen close to 10 million times for free. And that's just on the web, not counting the hundreds of thousands of people that have been given hard copies. Please buy Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Invisible Empire, New Order Defined. Make copies of them. Give them to everyone you know. And when they see it, they will know the truth. They will see the globalists' own documents, their own statements, where they explain their program. They think you're stupid. They think you won't go research their own statements, so they communicate with each other in public. Like Brzezinski, saying, look, we're in trouble. The New World Order is now has global resistance like it's never had. There is a worldwide awakening. But they're counterstriking. We've got to accelerate that. I mean, here's a clip from Fox News yesterday, or actually this morning, where they're talking to two former Obama supporters, and they say, I've shattered the left-right paradigm. I've woken up to this. The same bankers that ran Bush run Obama. This is a takeover. They finally are getting it everywhere, and the system doesn't know what to do. And so Gallup and others have major reports out this week that just came out over the weekend saying, look, and the Republican Party leadership's talking about this. They said, look, Republicans are going to get into power, but they're going to instantly be removed if they don't stop all the banker bailouts and all the corruption. And the people are awake. And so anti-incumbent Democrats are winning in primaries. Anti-incumbent Republicans are beating all the Republicans in every case but Rick Perry in scores of cases. The system is in deep trouble. That's why they want to start World War III. I want to get into a bunch of news. But first, here is a short clip from Fox Television today.
What kind of hope and change?
Go ahead.
With regard to the job market, Tatiana, did you expect?
I expected way more change, but now doing the research, I realized that Obama is an illusion of change. He's a lot like Bush in many ways, and he's a lot like Bush in many ways.
In what way?
It's a fallacy to actually believe that he cares about unemployment when he hired an economic team that's comprised of Volcker, Geithner, and it just shows you that... That these men were in the past three administrations, and they don't really care for the poor and the working class of this nation. But I'm not really I'm not so much disappointed in Obama. I'm also disappointed with the Republicans and the American citizens. Uh-huh. Far too many Americans keep falling for this left-right paradigm when the power structure at the top of both parties is corrupt. They're both sold to the bankers and the corporate interests.
Okay, and Mike, I know that one thing that really troubled you was that it started to dawn on you that maybe the young people actually will be changed.
So it's everywhere. The awakening is just massive. By the way, we didn't edit that video. We were streaming it live from Fox website, and it was cutting out. But it's just everywhere. It's everywhere that this awakening is taking place, and it's game over. When you realize there's an ultra-powerful criminal cartel of private corporations that don't like the free market, that don't like you owning your own business, that don't like you owning your own restaurant or your own farm or ranch, that don't want you owning your own record label, that don't want you owning your own firearms company, when you realize they're monopoly men and that competition is a sin to them, as the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty said, it's game over. The moment people actually get it and realize we have this shadowy corporate elite represented by the Bilderbergs, the CFR, and others, it's over. And that's what Ron Paul has said, and I agree with him, that once you identify the Federal Reserve as a private criminal group, they can get their kept Congress that they own. They can have them give them more power, but it's short-lived as they try to pass laws saying they're allowed to steal money. Well, they passed laws saying black people weren't humans, but folks stood up against that. They could pass a law saying I've got to worship the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, but it doesn't mean I have to worship the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. There are innate, organic, common sense laws to the universe and innate rights that I have given to me by my creator, not given to me by Barack Obama or George W. Bush, and they themselves are front men. And there's no doubt if I could talk to that young woman, she's seen the Obama deception. Word for word, she's quoting it. She's got it. And we're seeing this everywhere. It's explosive. And the system has the NSA. They have the tracking and surveillance. They knew the effect this radio show, my films, and the websites were having years ago before we even realized it. I mean, I knew we were having a big effect, but folks, now I literally can't walk my dog. I can't go in a restaurant. I can fly anywhere in the country. I can go anywhere, and cars stop on the road, and two, three, or four of them will back up. Every time I see police in Austin, they run over and say, "We're awake. We know it's all true. You told us about world government, and now it's admitted." All because I stood for the truth, and I continued to just lay out the facts. I continued to tell the truth and didn't care if people made fun of me. And then it came true. Everything we talked about began to unfold. And black people, Democrats, cops, Hispanics, white folks, farmers, it doesn't matter. They're all starting to really figure out how the world really works. The hoax, the illusion is disappearing. I'm nothing special. It's like the emperor's new clothes. The emperor, if you read the fable, it's fiction. It's an allegory for life. For those that don't know the story, I'll briefly tell it, and then I'm going to get into the news and your calls. The emperor had these con artists come to town, and they said, "We're going to weave you a beautiful cloak of gold, but it's so beautiful that only the upright and intelligent and genius can see the cloak." And the emperor got called in. He paid all this money, all these jewels for it, and they said, "Here is your cloak." And he didn't see anything, but he didn't want to admit that he was profane, that he was dumb, that he wasn't enlightened, because only the enlightened could see the beautiful coat. And I'm paraphrasing the story. It's been years. Guys, will you pull up the actual parable of the emperor's new clothes? Maybe we should link to it on Infowars.com. The point is that then they sold him several other cloaks, underwear, pants, his undershirt, and then he had a parade a few months later, totally naked. But none of his advisors wanted to admit he was naked and get in trouble. Nobody wanted to be the first person to wonder why he was naked. So in plain view, he was walking through the city square at a parade, and a two-year-old boy stepped forward and laughed and said, "The emperor is naked. The emperor is wearing no clothes." And then everyone else started laughing. Everyone else started pointing. And he turned red and got embarrassed and ran back inside. And I'm like the two-year-old. They're in the news telling us torture's good. Then they get caught doing it. Then they indict the people they ordered to do it. Then Bush comes out and says he ordered it and would order it again, but they sent people to prison that did it. They're giving people vaccines that are causing convulsions and brain damage, admittedly everywhere, a tenfold increase. It's an admitted fraud, but they're back with the emperor's clothes again. And more of us are pointing out it's a fraud. They lied about WMDs. They're back lying about Iran again. They lied to us about GMO food being good for us when every study shows it's deadly. They told us Prozac stopped suicide when they now admit it increases suicide. They lied to us and said big government was good. They lied to us and said they weren't taking babies' blood at birth 38 years ago. Now it's admitted they have been secretly. They told us getting rid of Glass-Steagall Act wouldn't hurt the economy and that the banks wouldn't sell derivatives, and they did, and destroyed the economy. They told us NAFTA and GATT was going to be great. It's so simple when you have a historical context. If you are as informed about history and society, and it's incredibly entertaining, incredibly addictive, incredibly riveting. The real world's truth is stranger than fiction, ladies and gentlemen. It's a lot more interesting. Gosh, can somebody get me a water? My throat's really dry. Thank you. It is a lot more interesting to truly be involved and informed and have your knowledge exponentially increase and know how things work and know how people work and know how society operates. Because once you do, you realize most people are still completely blind, unconscious, don't know what's going on. And then instead of being like the globalists, using the fact that they're in the dark to control them and to manipulate them for your own gain, that's what evil does. To take blinders off people's eyes, off their souls, to see them expand their awakening and understanding like a seed sprouting and growing into a mighty oak tree. To see the effect I've had in 15 years and the effect that others that came before me had, to realize the innate power of the individual is so wondrous and a blessing from God. All right, I'm done. I've got to hurry now. Giant stack of news. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, when I get to this mosque news, we'll be playing the video in the background. If not, it's up on Infowars.com. But let me go through the news. Some of this I've already covered. Much of it I haven't. Philly requiring bloggers to pay $300 for a business license. They say it's a privilege to have a website. You've got to pay $300 for the right to your free speech. Talk about arrogance. Emperor's new clothes. Naked body scanning our children. Lying about saving the images. The emperor's new clothes. It's asinine. Toxic legacy of U.S. assault on Fallujah, worse than Hiroshima, London Independent, the shocking rates of infant mortality and cancer in Iraqi city, and this is just one city they studied, raise new questions about battle. And it goes on to say the major study's been conducted, and they found a fourfold increase in all cancers and a 12-fold increase in childhood cancers in under 14s. A 12-fold increase, dramatic increases in infant mortality, cancer, leukemia in the Iraqi city of Fallujah, which was bombarded by Marines in 04, exceed those reports by survivors of the atomic bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 45, according to a new study. Iraqi doctors in Fallujah have compiled since 2005, we have other U.S. studies, by the way, of being overwhelmed by the number of babies with serious birth defects, and they've put them on the news, ranging from a girl born with two heads to paralysis of the lower limbs. They said that they were also seeing far worse cancers than they did before the Battle of Fallujah between U.S. troops and insurgents. Dr. Chris Busby, visiting professor of University of Ulster and one of the authors of the survey of 4,800 individuals in Fallujah, said it's difficult to pin down the exact cause of the cancers and birth defects. He added that to produce effects like this, some Mary Vager mutagenic exposure must have occurred in 04 when the attacks happened. And then it goes into all the DU that was used. Okay, continuing here. I think the AC's off in this office. Let me get into this report. I'm going to do a larger YouTube video on this today. But Adderall may have unhinged Lindsay Lohan. And in every one of these different cases that I've seen, time and time again, whether it's Lindsay Lohan or Britney Spears or mass shooters, they're always on serotonin reuptake inhibitors that are in the hallucinogen psychotropic class. And it makes people do crazy things. That's admitted what it does. And it destroys inhibition. It makes people much more promiscuous. It makes people much more reckless. And in every case we look at, these people are hopped up on pharmacological drugs. As we first reported, the docs at the UCLA rehab facility believe Lindsay was misdiagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and was prescribed Adderall, that's a type of speed, to treat the phantom affliction, which, again, speed also makes you nuts. Dr. Joe Harazi, a prominent L.A. addiction specialist, tells TMZ people who take Adderall when they don't need it can experience similar effects to people who use cocaine or methamphetamine. Bottom line, a bad medical diagnosis may have set the ball rolling that unhinged Lindsay Lohan's life. The wreckage of these synthetic drugs they push. I mean, you take hillbilly heroin that Rush Limbaugh was on. Every study shows far worse than real heroin. But they push it. You have a sprained leg, got a hurt back. Oh, here, have some pills that totally addict you. Here's another one out of the Deccan Herald. 5 out of 6 new drugs don't work. 5 out of 6 approved prescription drugs seldom benefit patients, says a critic of the pharmacological industry. And then it breaks down all these major university heads, University of Medicine, New Jersey, going over all the information about statins attacking the liver, not lowering cholesterol, all these other bad drugs. Here's another one on the similar study. A new study, 85% of Big Pharma's new drugs are lemons and pose health risks to users, just like the swine flu shot. But they don't care. They're back pushing it again this year. They have no shame. They just operate in plain view. For years, natural health proponents have been sounding the alarms about the dangers of the new drugs that were pushed on consumers. But is that one-sided, inaccurate view? Not at all. And it goes on to say, in fact, far worse than most people have ever dreamed. Independent reviewers found that about 85% of new drugs offer few, if any, benefits, but carry the risk of causing serious harm to users. According to Donald Light, Ph.D., professor of comparative health, policy, University of Medicine, New Jersey, who authored the study, pharmacological industry is a market for lemons, and it goes over all of that. But the issue here is that it's worse than that. They're not just lemons. They know it's hurting you. They know on the insert for Gardasil that it doesn't protect you from human papillomavirus that reportedly can cause cervical cancer. They admit it doesn't help you. They admit and know that fluoride doesn't make your teeth stronger. The American Dental Association now admitted that 5 years ago. They know all of this. They knew H1N1 was a hoax. They understand it. Now, we're going to break, but I want to start getting into this now. Key article, and I'll show some of the video. Black construction worker chased away from ground zero by crazed mob. The guy was not even a Muslim. He told him, we can't play the video, there's so many cuss words, them cussing at him. And this crowd is screaming at him, and he's saying, I'm not even a Muslim. He's wearing an American flag pendant around his neck. They say, well, you got that white hat on. He says, well, it's hot out here. This is so sweat doesn't drip in my eye when I'm, you know, welding. And so he comes walking off ground zero as a construction worker. And by the end of it, they end up screaming and yelling and basically chasing him out of there, saying, get out of here, Muslim, get out of here, Muslim. Well, so what if he was a Muslim? Is this what America has become? Where, oh, you're black and you're wearing an American flag necklace, you must be a Muslim. We're going to chase you out of here? And my note on Matt Ryan's article boils it down. This is an important issue. It has now come out that the co-owner of the mosque project is a co-owner of Fox News. Again, this is an important issue. It has now come out that the co-owner of Fox News is the main financier of the proposed mosque. The mosque imam is hooked in with the CFR and other top level organizations. The evidence is conclusive. This is a divide and conquer operation. We'll be right back with more News Blitz straight ahead.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, black construction worker chased away from Ground Zero by crazed mob. We have the other report by Steve Watson. Ground Zero mosque imam is globalist stooge, and one of his biggest funders, giving him $305,000, the imam running this whole thing, funding this imam, is the second biggest owner of News Corp. Amazing. Continuing, Calderon says U.S. arms drive is driving drug violence. Meanwhile, their own police just kidnapped and killed a mayor in a major city down there. So their government's totally corrupt, telling us what to do. And now they're reporting that they are going to send Mexican consulate and police to stop hate crimes against Mexicans in New York City. Are we going to send our police down there when U.S. citizens are getting kidnapped by the Mexican police and shaken down? Here's another one. Arizona Sheriff, Border Patrol has retreated from parts of border because it's too dangerous. Cyber News Service. So we can't even have our Border Patrol on some areas of the border. They're telling citizens don't go in certain national parks or down certain roads. They've got big signs up about it. But we've got the Mexican government telling us what to do here in the United States with our Second Amendment. Absolutely incredible on that front. On another Second Amendment issue, Opposing Views has this story. Obama bans more than 100,000 American-made rifles. You know that program of decommissioned rifles used in World War II and Korea? They've already tried to ban those. Well, now, according to the Korea Times, the Obama administration has blocked efforts by the South Korean government to sell over 100,000 surplus N1 Grand and carbine rifles in the United States market. These self-loading rifles were introduced in 1926 and 41. As rifles, they are especially well-suited to community defense in an emergency, as is the case. And it just goes in to say the U.S. Insisted the weapons of the aging rifles could cause problems such as firearm accidents and is not allowing them to be imported into the country. American-made rifles. Look at this whole group of reports. In 1992, John Holdren publication reaffirms devotion to population control through global effort. So he said it in 2006, 1992. He said, oh, ignore that stuff I wrote in Eco-Science from the 70s, calling for a global government and putting stuff in the water to sterilize you. But he's back promoting it. Also, BBC is having a special they're promoting where they're looking at sterilizing, quote, people who are morally unfit. If you've had a history of crime, mental illness, or a handicap, they now want to sterilize you. The headline is, good enough for Hitler, professors to debate sterilizing mentally and morally unfit on BBC radio. And that integrates in with this Infowars.com article. Rockefeller Foundation developed vaccines for mass-scale fertility reduction to have sterilants added to vaccines. This was in the mid-1960s. You'll want to read that report. Here's another one, Mail Online. The facial recognition software that will put a name to every photograph in the Internet. They plan to scour the web for all photographs of individuals and do face scan databases of where you are and what you've been doing to control everybody and track everyone on the social networks. Amazing. Here's another one. Officials unveil high-tech ray to be installed in county jail, a high-tech ray gun built to the military that fires an invisible heat beam capable of causing unbearable pain will be tested on unruly inmates in the sheriff's detention facility. And it just goes on from there. Gosh, I got to cover that more tomorrow. That is so incredible. I hadn't even seen this. Somebody just put this in my stack. And here's another one I meant to get to. I'll cover this more tomorrow in the first hour. It says Carver's Bay enlist ninth grade. Freshmen all put in ROTC. All of the children are to be put in the military as part of the recruiting, and they're going in and recruiting them and trying to trick them to sign enlistment. The entire school. This is spreading nationwide. It's unbelievable.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.